Nearly 20 years ago, Germany passed a law requiring utility companies to pay homeowners more for creating green energy. Today, that includes wind and geothermal, but the big winner is solar. Dr. Silke Krascher is a scientist at the German Ministry of Environment in Berlin. She says the solar industry grew quickly despite Germany's lack of sun.
One of the legal instruments we would really like to export, and we think that has been very successful, is the way we are supporting renewable energies and electricity. We have a so-called feed-in tariff law, which means that wherever in Germany you produce renewable energy, you can feed it into the grid and you get a specific price.
That policy has put Germany way ahead of the U.S., even with all the rebates and other recent incentives in some states, it takes longer for homeowners in the U.S. to pay off an investment in a solar array. Johnny Weiss is executive director of Solar Energy International. It's a nonprofit that trains people for careers in the solar industry. Weiss says incentive programs in the U.S. are too complex.
Over here, it is different, and it is a more complicated system. We have states that all are free to do their own incentive programs. We have incentives at the national level. We have incentives at the local level. But the result is that it's a bit overwhelming for not just solar professionals, but for the public as well. And it's not a consistent thing that people can count on.
The main difference between Germany and the U.S. is that Germany pays a fixed rate for the energy consumers create.
What Germany does is they say we'll pay X amount of euros for every kilowatt hour produced, period.
That's Jim Raris, who runs InPower. It's a Colorado-based solar installation company. Raris says rather than comparing renewable fuels to less expensive fossil fuels, Germany accounts for the costs of pollution.
They don't compare certain technologies like solar, which obviously have a higher cost basis, to other technologies like coal and natural gas, which have a lower cost basis.
Even though solar might be more expensive up front, fossil fuels have an untold effect on public health and contribute to global warming. Some communities in the U.S. are trying out the European model. In March, Gainesville, Florida became the first city in the U.S. to adopt the feed-in tariff system. In a matter of days, the city exceeded the program's budget for the next 2 years. Certainly a lot can be said for Germany's support of solar energy, but it's not without its drawbacks. In the U.S., limited government support has driven competition as solar companies try and make the energy source more efficient and affordable. Some fear that's not happening anymore in Germany. Dr. Kurt Christian Scheel heads up the Department of Climate and Sustainable Development for the German Private Industry Association. Scheel worries that government incentives have stifled new ideas.
I mean, let's put it this way. Whoever produces solar panels in Germany has a safe earning and no motivation in any way not enough competition to really feel the pressure to innovate and to make things better.
Even if in the long term some feel the European model slows innovation, it's proven that in a short period of time it can drive energy consumers to become energy producers. For the Environment Report, I'm Conrad Wilson.